Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. Today we have a couple familiar faces in the studio. We're joined by Dennis V. O'Connor IV. We call him the IV. And also Michelle Aiken. We'll get to what they do separately, but they are also here as their new duo that's making a lot of waves on the streets called the Sorting Hat Band. Follow them on Instagram at Sorting Hat Band.
We're actually just Sorting Hat, but I had to do Sorting Hat Band because Sorting Hat was taken on Instagram.
Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. So the band name is Sorting Hat.
Thank you.
Follow it on Instagram. The band posted a selfie this morning. I saw that.
We did.
That was sweet. I like it. Thank you. How did Sorting Hat get started?
Purely out of circumstance, mostly. So we were in another band. The name is Stephen LeBand. That's the full name of the band.
Stephen.
Yep.
Yeah. With a PH, not a V.
Ah, nice.
And so we were comprised of Dennis, myself, our friend Gaetano,
right,
who's in our LaTip group, and his friend Steve.
Nice.
And we were offered the gig of doing Rocktoberfest, but Gaetano's out of town.
Ew.
And so Dennis and I, you know, we broke off and went Hollywood on them.
Is that true? Like, my investigative skills maybe have told me he's not really out of town.
Initially, he wasn't going to be here. So we were just setting up all of the, like, behind the music for Stephen LeBand.
I like it. So how did the Stephen LeBand name come about? Is it named after the drummer?
It was Justin.
It was my husband, actually. Husband.
So we were in LaTip, so we just made it LeBand.
Yep.
And then Steve's not from LaTip.
Right.
So when we were practicing last time, we were like, we need to, like, come up with a name to include him.
Right.
We're like, how about just Stephen LeBand?
Sweet.
And then after we got done, her husband Justin was like, wait a minute, is it Steve and LeBand? Steve N. LeBand? Or just Stephen LeBand? And I was like, oh my God, I love the name, the idea. It's like one person's name.
Right.
And I sent that to the group. You know, we have a group band text thread. And I sent those three options. And I said, I was in the car with Justin, and I'm like, nobody's going to be down for doing that. And he's like, I think they'll all surprise you. I think they're all going to say yes. And then that's what happened.
That's sweet.
Though Gaetano never actually opted in, but he also didn't opt out. So I take his silence as a hell yes.
At that point, it's 3-1 too. So.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, cool. So Stephen LeBand will hit the circuit. But first, it's going to be Sorting Hat making their debut at Rocktoberfest. Follow Rocktoberfest at Rocktoberfest on Instagram. That's at Harborside Grill on October 12th. So that's your official, like,
that's
debut.
That's our first show.
Yeah.
Band,
right?
Well, this is technically
the first performance.
Yeah.
This is world exclusive here.
Yeah, that's no nice. One has seen this.
All right. Stephen LeMulletcast. we go with a V, though.
Yeah.
PH is a little formal.
Nice.
All right. So we'll get into a little bit of what you both do personally. Dennis, you're at Greenpoint Insurance. Michelle, you are professional certified coach, and you lead a program at Accomplishment Coaching.
That's correct.
But before we do that, let's talk about how you both got into music. Dennis, where, you know, I've seen a couple videos. I've never seen you perform live, but I've seen a few of your rehearsal vids, and you got some chops on guitar. It's pretty impressive. So how did you get started in music?
My father.
Yeah.
I got lucky. My dad's really into music. And, like, even now, I still, most of my friends are like, yeah, you find this band? I'm like, nah, just, you know, I'm always looking, I'm always digging. It's always my dad, or most of the time. Either my dad or my brother.
Right.
They're both pretty good in different ways in terms of finding stuff. But he was always into it, big Led Zeppelin fan and a big just music fan in general. He started playing guitar when I was like 8.
Right.
And then just by virtue of that, I was like, oh, cool. They tried to get me to play piano. And I had, like, I was good at knowing what things were supposed to sound like, but I never practiced, and the piano teacher basically quit. He was like, he can hear this. He just doesn't practice. And I was just over it at the time, and now I wish I had, because piano's a pretty rad instrument. But once guitar came around, I was like, oh, this is fun and cool. So I started doing it. I was in a band in high school. We played, like, around Red Bank and stuff all the time.
Right.
And then I went to college, and for whatever reason, my roommate was big into guitar, and now he and I play together all the time. But through college and even through like a little bit after college, I just never really played because I was kind of over it and wanted to surf more and everything.
Right.
And then he showed me a video in like 2012 called It Might Get Loud. It's about Jimmy Page, the Edge of all people, and Jack White and Haggitar kind of came into all of them. And for whatever reason, it like relit a fire.
Right.
And just started playing from then on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
To play very often.
It's the kind of fun part about having a band is I never really know what to play when I sit down and play. I always just kind of like dick around and
right.
Now you have like work to do. Scale.
Yeah, it's just easy to start. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times I'll have, let's say, 30 minutes. My wife will go to bed. She's tired. The kids are asleep. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to sleep yet. I'm going to play guitar for a little while. Mm-hmm. First of all, from a hobby standpoint, I surf a ton. And that's such a enormous time suck. And you have no control over it. It's like the waves are good on Saturday morning. I'm going surfing. Sorry.
Right.
Guitar, I can be like, okay, cool. I'm going to play at this time and can plan around it. And it's so much more convenient. But you know, you sit down and if you don't really play anything, you just kind of sit there and noodle for 20 minutes or whatever. And you get bored.
That's cool.
Having this stuff, it's like I play a shitload more now because it's just like, oh, I'm going to play this song and this song and this song and this song or practice this part or whatever it is. And then it just bleeds into just playing other stuff too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you play mostly on acoustic or electric?
Mostly electric. I was telling Michelle that I think I've played more acoustically together.
Right.
On that guitar than I have the entire time of owning that guitar previously. Right, okay. And I've owned that guitar for like almost 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It was one of those things where I got it with my cousin in Chicago and we got a really good deal on it. He was in the military, so we got like a discount and a military discount. And I was like, oh, it's good to have a nice acoustic guitar and it just sits.
That's cool.
Yeah. But now it's playing it more and I'm like appreciating it more. Yeah, exactly.
Lots of use out of it.
Now. Yeah.
That's good. Sweet. Do you like playing acoustic?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I usually always play electric unplugged, mostly just because it's the quietest way to play guitar.
Right.
So I'm kind of used to that aspect, but it definitely is, you have to find the sounds all come from basically you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? There's no pedals, no volume, there's no amp. Like, it's all just, you have to make whatever sound you want happen.
Yeah.
So
is your son getting interested in music because of this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not necessarily because of this, but he just is, which is really, for both of my kids are. Like, music comes on, they dance.
I feel like a lot of kids are just into music.
Yeah. I got a video the other day. My mom was watching them. We had to fix another thing in my house, surprisingly. But he was on the piano singing Twinkle Twinkle's Little Star, just smashing the piano. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But that's pretty awesome.
I was like, all right, he's got it. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so people can also check back. I believe you starred in episode 11 of the Mulletcast, if memory serves. So you can listen to that story and hear more about your surfing and that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Follow Dennis at Doc Lilau. You can also, I think in that episode, find out why he chose that screen name.
Yeah.
It's DocLeeLau.
Oh, good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good start.
I'll go find out. Don't tell me.
It's a quick one, but it's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, Michelle Akin.
Hello.
Follow her on Instagram at Michelle Akin, AKIN 21. Sweet. Did you start that account when you were 21?
No. January 21st is my birthday.
Oh, cool.
So 21 is my number.
Nice.
And anytime that there's something that, like, there's a name and then it's already taken, that's what I add to it.
Gotcha.
But I also, my first YouTube channel is Smush 21, because Smush is my nickname. And so the 21 follows me around.
How'd you get the nickname?
Michelle Mish Mush. Smush.
Ah.
My sister actually said it. She was waking me up and she was like, mush, 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 smush. And I opened my eyes and I went, smush. And she said, yeah. And I was like, I like it.
Sweet.
And now everyone in my family still calls me that.
Do
I was just
really?
Telling Dennis this the other day that when I walk into my sister's house, my nieces and nephews say, Aunt Smushy.
Nice.
And it's just my name. And in college, it was also my name. And I didn't write Michelle Vargas on my tests. I wrote Smush.
No way.
Yeah, all my professors knew me as Smush.
That's pretty sweet.
Everyone. There were people who didn't know my name.
Nice. That's cool.
Well, they did. It was Smush.
And now we can start calling you Smush as well.
Please. I feel very loved when people call me
do
that.
You?
Yes.
Right, that's cool.
Unless I don't know them that well, in which case it feels like you're crossing a weird line.
That's right.
But I will accept it anyway.
So how long do we have to know each other before it's comfortable
We're
for
good,
me to call
Evan.
You Smush?
We're
I can
good.
Start calling you Smush?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm not sure I have that comfort.
You get a Smush pass.
I have these friends of my parents that like I knew my whole life as Mr. and Mrs. Brown. And like about the time I graduated college, they're like, you can call us by our first names now. And I was totally uncomfortable.
No, it's
like,
so awkward.
They're always Mr. and Mrs. You know,
there's some people you
so
just...
So I don't know if I can get by. I mean,
well,
I could
just,
probably call
you know,
Smush. I'll work on it.
We'll look into it.
Sweet. So you mentioned you were a U YouTuber from back in the day. Yeah. And you've been in bands before, or a band at least.
One.
And you sing and play constantly on your Instagram
channel.
That
is true.
So how did you get started? Like, where did music fit into everything you were doing?
As you were talking, I'm trying to think. I'm like, God, this is like a through line of my life. But I guess like the earliest thing I could possibly pinpoint, aside from theater, because I was a theater girl.
Right.
Not aside, surprising.
I'm not going to pull at that thread of why he's saying that. Serves you right. Yeah. but I used to sing along to TV show theme songs.
Right.
And I memorized like all of them. And my sister Donna thought it was the funniest thing, and she would have me perform for her friends all the time. Because in particular, I watched a lot of Nick at Night. Because, you know, watching Nickelodeon all day and then it switches over. And they had this series of all of these different little...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Vignettes that they would do during commercials with these songs. And there were like 18 of them, and I knew all of them. So it would make my sister laugh hysterically because I'd finish one and she's like, I know another one. And I did. Like one of them was like, there's great TV pleasure at your command. Hello out there from TV land. Nick at Night brings it home to you. And I would just do that shit all the time. You know, like I was obsessed with that. Or like the theme songs to like Step by Step.
I feel like all those old songs too had really good.
There were
Step by
ones.
Step's the best one because yeah. It's like it gets real. She's like day by day, and I'm like this little thing alone in my room, like step by. I'm like, oh, it's on, you know. And it was like a bit of a secret. It was like me and my sister Julia because we shared a room. She knew I sang, and Donna knew I sang. My oldest sister. But nobody else really knew that I sang, and I kind of kept it to myself until I got a solo in eighth grade chorus, and then everyone came, and it was this alto solo from Miss Saigon, and it was very dramatic, and I got up, and I'm like, last night I watched you sleeping, and my mom was just like, what's going on?
Yeah, when did this happen?
Everyone walked up to me, they're like, where did this voice come from? And I'm like,
step by step.
Want you to know about it. And the first time I sang in front of, like the way I got that solo was I sang during solo day in chorus that year. I sang Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera, but I was so scared to sing it that the first time I ever sang it was at home into a pillow because I couldn't even hear myself sing. I couldn't deal with it. I was like, no, this is like too scary. And it's like this belting. And I had only ever sung soprano. I'd never sung anything alto. I was always like the high soprano in the chorus. And then my chorus teacher's like, you're an alto.
You're
I'm what? Right. Don't you mean the people over there who feel like they can't sing, so they're scared and they're just hanging out in the alto section? Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then how did it progress from there?
I kept doing theater. Every single time that there was a singing thing at school, like a battle of the bands, I would just cobble together musicians and be like, okay, we're doing Michelle Branch. We're doing No Doubt is what we're doing.
Right.
And we did Avril Lavigne and we did Oasis. And like, and so I would just do covers at shows.
That's cool.
And then in college, every time there was a singing competition, which American Idol was fairly new. So, of course, I went to Ramapo College. So there was Ramapo Idol,
nice.
Which I won.
No way.
Won money.
Really?
And every time that like an RA or someone had a singing competition as an event, I would come to it and then win like $100. And it would help me greatly pay for things. So
that's really
I
cool.
just knew that probably not a lot of people were going to show up and probably I would be one of the better singers that showed up. So I might as well go and, wow people.
Did you ever... like take any lessons, anything like that? Or was it more just
No, you know, I grew up in East Brunswick, which is a very rich town. And I grew up on the very not rich side of it.
Right.
Right on the border of like South River, Old Bridge in East Brunswick. And a lot of the kids I did theater with had like a personal at home vocal teacher who was $100 an hour and would come to their house. And I couldn't. That was not happening. That's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. So I wanted it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. So I did have a karaoke machine and, you know, dual cassette decks, and nice. I could record myself singing and then listen to it. So I did that a lot.
You still have any of those tapes?
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Probably somewhere. Probably. I think I have the one where I was telling Dennis this, that I sang at a wedding once, and this guy came up to me and he's like, I book people for the Rutgers football games. Do you want to sing the national anthem? I'm like, I don't know if I can. Right. I definitely can, but like without training or any sort of reflection of like where to breathe and how to do it, I was just too scared to actually go do it.
So you never did it?
Never did it. Wow. But I recorded myself singing it like 50 times. And
I would
just sit and listen. I found a recording of Christina Aguilera doing it so I could do what she did.
Right.
Because that's the only way I knew how to sing was to mimic.
Right.
And I did take a singing lesson. Or I took singing lessons for like 3 months when I took piano lessons. Same guy. I did like once a week piano and then another time the same week singing. And he was like, you mostly have it because you've spent so many years modeling. So you have a foundation. Like, I'm just doing tweaks at this point.
Right.
You don't really need to like overhaul your voice or something. And so that was useful to hear.
Cool. So would you do the anthem today?
You mean like on, like
you?
Here?
Yeah.
Right? No. Not right now. No, I would. I think I'd do it. Yeah.
Ring has a flag out.
<He's> right. No.
So we're gonna start the meeting on Thursday. Yeah.
I'd do it. I'd do it if I could actually like practice it because it's a really hard thing to do.
So I mean, if Rutgers like happened to hear that you'd be willing to come out and do it, you'd do it. Sweet. You can make up for some lost time.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Conquering that mountain.
That'd be cool.
Be sick.
Yeah. Right. Maybe we should do that. We'll. Web series.
And yeah, totally.
I'm still in the singing to your pillow phase.
Yeah.
I like pull up at a stoplight, singing to a song. I'm like putting the windows up. I'm like, oh, fuck.
My favorite singing out of the window song is, was it Office Space when the kid's stuck in traffic?
Oh, yeah.
With some gangster rap going. Mm-hmm. So, right. So,
roll the window up.
Now that you're an acoustic duo, you have to sing, right?
He doesn't have to, but he's opted to.
Yeah.
So what's that like for you? Did you ever sing before, like publicly or privately?
Yeah. And privately all the time. My problem is I feel like I can sing and I think I can, but I'm so nervous of being the guy who thinks he can and can't.
Right.
That like I get in my own way most of the time.
Nobody who's listening relates to that in any way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So you're talking about the RA contest. I'm like, yeah, it's either just somebody who can really sing or someone who's like, got this, and then shows up and it's just horrendous at singing.
Right.
So yes, the hard part is trying to play and sing and not necessarily play basic stuff. That's actually easier. I can't just like sing. I have to be holding something. But trying to play something intricate and sing. Yeah, true. Is kind of difficult because when I'm playing, I'm basically singing the melody in my head of what I'm playing. So to do both is
it's challenging.
Yeah. It's like a new skill.
Yeah.
Because I dabbled with playing bass a little bit.
Yeah.
And then like in my mind, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool to like sing a song someday, but there was no way I could ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're humming the bass line in your head. You're like, okay.
It's like,
I can't sing on top of this.
Smoke coming out of my ears, just concentrating on what I'm doing, like to add something else.
It's so awesome to sing and play at the same time. Like the reason I started playing piano at all was because I wanted to sing and play piano at the same time.
Right.
And it's really hard to do if you're doing something intricate. So, but just to hit a chord and then sing for me was like a monumental moment because I had been glued to karaoke tracks.
Yeah, you like break the chain.
Oh my God. It completely changed my voice too.
Really?
It's really hard to sing to something. That's my biggest problem too, is like singing along the car, I am on pitch every single time.
Mm.
Singing alone, I'm like, I need the cue. Like, I don't know.
You need something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you need to know it really well so that your muscle memory kicks in and you don't have to think about it.
That's true. You want to grab your guitar and we'll segue into a song?
Sure.
So I'll keep asking you questions while he's doing that and getting ready. So why, when you were doing all that singing and everything, did you get into like YouTube comedy and everything instead of like pursuing more music? Or was music kind of embedded in everything you were doing?
I feel like music's always been embedded. I think I've just been scared to actually pursue music, to be quite honest.
Right.
Because it's a big commitment and there's always so many other things I'm doing.
Right.
And I don't want to half-ass it. So I'm sort of just, I've just decided it's a fun hobby and I'm not really going to do that. Same way I decided not to like go after Broadway
right.
at some point, because I can sing like that, but I'm not trained and I haven't been doing it forever and I don't have a resume. And like the few Broadway auditions I've gone on, I suck at auditioning.
Really?
I can do it. I'm like down and then I get in front of people and I'm like, I don't know how to talk. What's happening right now? So I've had a few Broadway auditions, but they're freaking horrendous.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about it that freaks you out?
Just being I don't know. I just lose my mind.
Right.
Like, I think it's the judgment. It's that I know I'm being assessed.
Right.
And I don't do well. Like, I'm the same way with everything. Even, like, ping pong. Yeah. I'll be really good at ping pong. We're fucking around. And then if there's a tournament, which there was in my college,
right.
I'm like, nope, I just dropped the paddle. I don't even know how to do anything because there's people watching me and I can't be with that.
Right.
Which I just heard Lady Gaga say the same thing, that she got out of acting because she's so bad at auditioning. And I was like,
did you win an Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, she sucks.
But like, you could be good at the actual
oh,
thing,
yeah.
and right. then the audition the is a whole skill in and of itself. So
right.
that's also why I got out of acting, and I stopped working with a manager and an agent. I was like, I can't do this.
I mean, does that ever thing. Creep into your head when you're doing videos from home that people are going to watch and judge, or do you block
yeah.
it out? Because you seem really comfortable.
Well, I've
doing
been
that.
Doing it for over a decade.
Yeah.
I was not comfortable,
yeah.
and I was the editor for most of what we did. Well, Grace and I went back and forth editing, but then all my other stuff, I'm editing. It so I'm constantly watching myself
right.
and getting my own feedback to myself, not to mention all the lovely YouTube comments over the years.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's gotta be fun.
The best one was, Michelle is repulsive. I put it on a t-shirt.
Sweet. Yeah, really.
I put his face too, because like that motherfucker had yeah. he was like,
guess what,
here I am on YouTube. I was like, okay, screenshot
yeah.
and print.
It
and
was
I,
probably like a very perfect and handsome and charming individual too.
Oh
right?
yeah,
yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, he was. He deleted his account.
That's right.
It's funny too, because exactly what she just said is like the exact opposite for me. I've always been someone that performed the best under pressure, which is why
right.
I like playing with her so much, because Michelle can sing.
Right.
Like first time we played together, I was like, oh damn.
Right.
Okay. So now it's especially doing it just a two of us. I feel like the only limitation is me, basically,
right.
which is fun in a lot of ways. Because like any song I can think of that I want to play, I'm like, well, I don't have to consider if she can sing it. It's just a question of like,
right.
where do we put the key?
I didn't know that you think that.
Oh yeah. So I'm like, sweet. Now this is like, it pushes me harder to be better.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm the weak link here.
Right.
Which is kind of fun.
That's
actually.
Hysterical. Cause I'm sure I have the same thing about myself.
No, you can sing like that.
No, not about my singing. Oh, okay. Just like, I don't know. Like sometimes he starts telling me stuff about the guitar. I'm like,
right.
what are you
right.
talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, damn, I'm the weak link in this
yeah,
band.
Yeah, exactly. That's very funny.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how did you choose, like, how do you choose what you're playing as a new?
Oh my God. Throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Cool.
We literally just like text each other songs, be like, yeah, add it. Like everything I'd send him, he's like, add it to the list, add it. And then we would just try it and play some stuff. And then once there was actually a gig, then we're like, okay, now we need to really think about
right.
what songs we're doing and what songs I like to sing and
yeah.
what's going to showcase my voice and, you know,
and
what's going to...
people will know.
Yeah, what people will enjoy listening to. And I think ultimately, like, we have to enjoy doing it. Otherwise,
yeah.
no one's going to enjoy watching it.
Right.
Totally. You know?
Like, there's a couple songs. There's a Jeff Buckley song I wanted to try and do, and it's
I
awesome.
I still love that.
I know. It's such a good song, but it's one of those things where, like, two people in the crowd will be like, holy shit, I can't believe they're playing this.
Right.
And everyone else is going to be like...
this is a
right.
6-minute song.
Song
is it still going
exactly.
on really? Really? Really
time to hop in that beer line.
Yeah. Seriously,
it's fun too, because I can get a little bit snooty sometimes on song wise and even like
you?
In Steven LeBand there was one point where her and Gaetano were talking about like an Ed Sheeran song. I was like, fucking Ed Sheeran, really? And I was like, I like Ed. He can write incredible songs. He's
right.
incredibly talented. But it gets a little cheesy. It's kind of similar. And they played the song. I was like, this song is fucking awesome.
It is. Really?
Yeah. And so we play it now. And it's probably my favorite song that we play.
Yeah, it's really? All of our favorite songs,
yeah,
I think. It's called Blow.
Okay.
And he did an album of all collaborations. So every single song is with somebody or
right.
multiple somebodies. And it's Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, and
oh,
Ed
wow.
Sheeran.
That
and Bruno
cool.
Mars played all of the instruments on the recording.
Uh-huh.
and it's just badass.
Really?
It's, such, it's such a good song.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. So what do you want to play now?
Some Fiona Apple.
Nice. All right. So here you go. This is the world premiere of Sorting Hat.
No pressure. See, now I'm going to forget all the words. Get ready for it.
At least I get to just play it. That's my biggest problem. I start singing and I'm like...
I had that this morning. You notice I didn't have my lyrics with me?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Sweet. Flying without a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been a bad, bad girl. I've been careless with a delicate man. And it's a sad, sad world when a girl would break a boy just because she can. Don't you tell me to deny it. I done wrong and I wanna suffer for my sins. I've come to you cause I need guidance to be true. And I just don't know where I can begin. What I need is a good defense. Cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against. Because he's all I ever knew of love. Heaven help me for the way I am. Save me from these evil deeds before I get them done. I know tomorrow brings the consequence at hand. But I keep living this day like the next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I gotta cleanse myself of all these thoughts till I'm good enough for him. Got a lot to lose and I'm betting high, so I'm begging you before it ends, just tell me where to begin. Oh, what I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love. To lay the law and let me go. I've gotta make a play to make my lover stay. So what would an angel say? The devil wants to know. What I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love. Ooh, what I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love.
Nice.
Thank God.
Yeah, really. I started playing that. I was nervous as shit. Yeah. Like, why is this happening?
I started thinking like, oh my God, you're hearing my voice in your ears while you're playing.
It's
how's
so
that?
Weird.
Yeah, I was like, different. That must be so weird. Don't wait. Think about the song. Don't think about that.
And the guitar too. I was like, is this on? It was, but it's just, it sounds different.
It does sound good.
Right, yeah. Nice job. Vibrating a little.
Sweet. Exactly.
Yes. Get off. Very cool. You sound awesome. And there's some tasty little guitar licks in there as well. Nicely done, thanks. You too. That was cool. Takes me back as well to the days when Fiona was ruling the airwaves.
Yeah, the start of the playlist, cool. When you asked about like what songs you pick,
yeah.
I would say 90% of the songs in both Steve and LeBand and in Sorting Hat are... Like it starts with 90s alternative,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like where it went.
That was a great time.
It was a great time.
It's so my favorite music time.
Me too.
In general, followed closely by the early aughts pop music.
I listened to whatever that, I can, and now, of course, the name flew out of my head, but whatever the station is on Sirius.
Oh,
that,
I listened to it too. Fuck.
Like right from that time frame.
Lithium.
Yeah, Lithium's
yeah,
color.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so, you could just put on 90s music, and I feel like there's so, anybody who would be my friend would be very happy in a room.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing playing.
And once you said, what's been driving me nuts the whole time is I can't remember, what was like the big Michelle Branch song? Because you mentioned Michelle Branch before, and it's like totally out of my head.
Everywhere to me, right.
That was a good one.
The problem is her and a couple others kind of blend together.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's how
she has a band called The Wreckers. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's really?
Like country-ish.
Oh, that's cool.
I think, and she's got a lot of like B sides that are that you wouldn't know. That
yeah,
are really good.
Right,
and she's really good.
Yeah, she was cool.
I was obsessed with one of her albums. Like I would, I worked at a catering hall, and I would go on my break and get my Discman and just sit in the coat closet and just listen to the Spirit Room.
The old Discman,
exactly. The image of the Discman is the best part of
that.
Like
I could, if I had AirPods,
what
at
an
that job,
unwieldy
that,
device
and an MP3 player.
Everything about technology now, like if I could go on YouTube and learn shit, even though it's kind of a double-edged sword,
yeah.
Because when you have to figure things out your own, both singing or playing, like you learn. Do you remember where the notes are and where to get to them and all that stuff?
Do you remember the troubles of the Discman driving in your car?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Remember like the stabilizers they put?
Oh,
the,
my God. You,
like, or trying to be like, in school and you're on the bus.
I had, oh, that was
every
the worst.
Bus, you're like, oh.
I would bring a boombox on the bus.
Nice.
A few of us would, and then we'd trade off who gets to play the music.
Nice.
And my car right now is a 2004. Not the one I drove here. That's my sister's car. But my car is a 2004 and it has a CD player.
Sweet.
And that's the way you get the best sound. Like the aux hookup, not so good.
Right.
But the best sound. So I keep buying CDs. I keep having to go to special places to buy CDs.
Where do you
like
go?
Vintage vinyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is Best Buy sells vinyl, but no CDs.
Yeah, they yanked the CDs recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, and crazy. I tweeted at them about it, and they tweeted me back and made fun of me.
What did they say?
Seriously?
No, I think they made fun with me. Because I said, seriously, Best Buy, you have vinyl but no CDs?
Right.
Cool, 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 which is a reference to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And they sent back a Brooklyn Nine-Nine joke. And I didn't even tag them. They're looking for their name.
Right.
Like I came up and
they
just replied with a Brooklyn Nine-Nine quote in a GIF.
No way.
Just like owning it. Like, yeah, that's what we do.
That's funny. Okay.
All right. Well,
I guess that's the way you can handle it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine then.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we made your debut. Also, while we were talking about this, it occurred to me like, oh, we totally got to get you on a national anthem gig because that would be killer. So,
oh, yeah.
I know some peeps down at Rider University also. So maybe we can use that as like our starting point.
Okay.
So shout out Rider if you're
yeah, that'll be like
listening.
The underground scene before you get signed and then go on to Rutgers.
We want to bring Michelle Aiken down. And actually, Rutgers is even just a stepping stone because we need a little bit. What's our
Giant Stadium.
Biggest. Oh, yeah. Or maybe we could shoot out to Penn State. That's probably the closest way. They got like 80,000, 110,000 or something.
You guys.
I would just be in the stands. Like, I would just be egging you on.
No. You're both coming with me and standing on the side.
Yeah, I would say we'd go to a Knicks game, but
like,
no one will be there.
Standing,
anyway.
Standing with her, Evan and Dennis, we're just like, hey.
Moral support.
We're just standing here.
Can I be the dude that blows like the tuning pipe? Just be like,
yes, yes. Can you please? That would be amazing.
I'll be the interpretive dance.
Do you think?
Now that I'd like to see.
Just salute the whole time.
You be careful what you say in front of me.
Has anyone ever done an acoustic? have you ever seen an acoustic duo do the national anthem? I'm sure it's been done.
Sure, it has.
Dennis, that's an idea. Hey, we do this together.
Yeah, but you can't have an acoustic duo. You got to have someone belting it because it's.
Well, I can belt it. You can play it hard. Let's do it.
It's going to be too singer-songwriter. I'm just going to try and work my way out of this anyway.
Okay, great. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to help me put that together,
sweet.
Maybe your friend Jill that I met, she would like to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she can help us.
They're actually playing Chubby Pickle this Friday.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know what time. I probably should. My coworker's a drummer.
Oh, really?
And him and his girlfriend are playing Chubby Pickle at...
What's the name of the band?
6 to 9? I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I should really pay attention more to everything in my life. I really don't know.
It's that Devil May Care attitude that makes you get out there and do interpretive dance.
Exactly.
Hey, you're dancing or you're playing, Dennis. So.
That's ignorance cool. is bliss.
That's right. All right. Well, everyone should follow at Sorting Hat Band on Instagram. Come out and see you guys live at Rocktoberfest, which is the inaugural event raising money for A Need We Feed. It's a beer and music festival at Harborside Grill in Atlantic Highlands. October 12th. Tickets available online. You want to play us out with one more tune?
Sure.
You got any like parting words?
Yeah. Wait, I just want to say nobody's mentioned my Kelly Kapowski shirt on the air, and I feel like it needs to be mentioned in some way. So, just gonna say
wait,
it.
Which way? Sweet. Nope, down. There we go.
There you go. Very nice. It's new. I'm very proud.
That is cool. Dennis has new sneakers as well for the occasion.
Yeah. Show off the drip. Check this.
I don't think they saw them at all, but that's right. You know, see it. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Some sweet socks as well.
Yeah. Some interpretive dance.
I'm a big time Stance socks guys. Very comfortable. I'm just hoping that someone from Stance hears this and is like, you know what? Let's send my pair to my wedding. That was my like groomsman gift. I got them all socks.
Nice. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they'll sponsor us.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, let's do that song.
The other one?
Yeah, the other one. Did it.
I forgot you were gonna play that. That sounded awesome.
Yay.
It sounded really good with your voice. It's nice. I like that.
That's a cover of Bruce Springsteen by Soccer Mommy.
Soccer Mommy does
DIY chick.
Nice. Fantastic.
So we didn't arrange that, just to be clear. That's she needs cool. all the props because she's sweet. Pretty freaking awesome.
I'll check that out too, because that sounded great.
Soccer Mommy.
Soccer Mommy's legit. Yeah. She got a lot of good songs.
Totally. That's cool. Sweet. How did you get off the hook and not sing today?
I asked him if he wanted to, and he said no. And I think
we have to have more duet songs to begin with.
Mm.
We only have one.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we both agree that it's better if it premieres at Rocktoberfest.
All right, sweet.
It's kind of a surprise.
I like it. So yet another reason, if there weren't enough already, for people to get out to Rocktoberfest.
Songbird Regeneration.
See your singing debut.
Yeah. I think we're going to be like right in the middle, because the other two four bands are like full bands.
Yeah.
Right. So I think we're going to be somewhere right in the middle of the set.
That's cool.
It's going to be like the palate cleanser. It's like the
sherbet,
the ginger between rolls.
I like it. Nice. Definitely get out to that. And the good folks at A Shared Universe are also a sponsor of that day.
Yay.
So Ming's gonna be out there holding down the fort too, probably, right? So that'll be an awesome event. October 12th, Rocktoberfest, Harborside Grill.
Woo.
Check out Sorting Hat Band. Stephen LeBand, when can we when
we don't have any gigs yet, but we have rehearsal tonight. It's our third rehearsal.
Very excited about it.
Nice. Sweet.
We've got like
that's where all this kind of came from. We had the second one. Gaetano and Michelle were like, we should really play out, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, oh shit, Rocktoberfest, let's do it.
Yeah. Feast.
Sorry, Rocktoberfest.
But then it didn't work out. Yeah, sorry, Sasha. Sasha's
that's
going
cool.
crazy hearing that.
Speaking of Sasha, like, I noticed you posted something earlier that you were like, humans used to be telepathic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I think you proved it here today, because as Dennis was like giving you some grief over here, his headphones flew off. So I think you telepathically
made that happen. Yeah, my spiritual healer guy said that to me, and I tagged him in it, and then he sent me a private message. He's like, that's right, Michelle.
That's cool.
We still do have that power. We just don't tap into it. And when I do sessions with him, he'll have me telepathically communicate with people.
Right.
And I swear to you, like the next day, the person, or like I'll come home and Justin's like, you know what? I was just thinking. And it's literally what I was like, he has me like meditate on it and connect to the person and like tell them this over and over again.
Right.
And every time I came home from one of those sessions, my husband and I would have like the greatest conversation in the world, and
That's awesome.
Totally got whatever I was sending.
Justin, if you hear this, you're being mind controlled. Be careful.
Get out while you can.
Mind control. It's communication.
That's right. All right, awesome.
He's like, wait a minute. That's why I'm doing the laundry right now?
He does do the laundry.
I do too. I'm very ill about the laundry.
Yeah.
Sweet.
My wife like folded my socks wrong once, and she was like, huh, you're doing it forever now. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, well.
See, my move was not to fold well.
Yeah.
Typically, that got me out.
Oh, I broke dishes when I was growing up, so then I got out of drying.
I'm the dishwasher.
Just doing dishes like, whoops.
Oops. Yeah, you're fired.
Sweet. All right. Everyone follow Sorting Hat Band at Sorting Hat Band. The band is Sorting Hat at Sorting Hat Band on Instagram. Follow Michelle Aiken at Michelle Aiken 21 on Instagram. Dennis, you got a couple. You got at Doc Lilao. Are you still cruising the Froth Factory as well?
Not really.
All right, cool.
What?
That one on the back burner.
Froth Factory was a surfboard thing.
Got it now. Okay. I wasn't sure.
No,
a little shaping in his spare time. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
us.
It. It was great to be here for your debut. Sounded awesome. And, get some tips in. We're going to get Michelle out on the national anthem
circuit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Anyone know somebody at
Of all the things to come out of this day, I didn't think that would be it. But
the one thing I didn't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
If I could choose any. Once again, follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer, and follow the Facebook, or follow the Mullet Cast on Facebook. Thank you, guys.
Sweet.
Thanks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.